Very pleased to welcome back Brad Cook. He's CEO of Endeavor Silver. Brad, I was thinking during the break here, I love to chat with you because you're in a good mood. Look at these silver prices.
Fantastic.
I did want to talk to you, and I just let everyone know, Brad is CEO of Endeavor Silver. He's been a great resource for us here on Money Talks when I have questions about, you know, let's get down to it and talk about the mining business, what's going on, especially in precious metals, obviously, with silver, et cetera. We would give Brad a call and always get the straight goods from him. And that's why I thought, you know, I want to just get this overview of what the impact of this price rise has been. You know, when we saw silver hovering around $13, you know, in that May low, March low, pardon me, the March low, and double, you know, and show some real strength here. What does it mean to a company? I mean, does it just all flow through basically to the bottom line? Is it just gravy?
Well, pretty much. I mean, and silver, of course, has had a remarkable run. But even gold, which is kind of the leader of the precious metals, is at the current prices, you know, $1,900 to $2,000 per ounce, phenomenally profitable for most gold mining companies. Silver is a bit of an exceptional metal because it's a small, much smaller market, and it has a history as a collectible, as a store of value, as money. But in the last 100 years, it's evolved as a strategic industrial metal, and you know, we get used to balancing mine supply with manufacturing demand. That's become the norm, and when investors show up at the door and start knocking and asking for gold or silver, for rather, there is no silver. And so the price has to rise to re-equilibrate the market. That's what's gone on in the last few months. And, of course, being a tight market and with a tremendous spike in investment demand, there is no silver for investors. So silver price has to rise.
And let me just, and again, here's another aspect of this, is that Endeavor Silver, you're down in Mexico with several, projects. You've also got exploration going on, but you're producing in Chile, in Mexico, et cetera, but exploration going on in Chile and Mexico, et cetera. Well, currency plays a part too. So there's actually been even a bigger rise, you know, in terms of your costs. It's been a better deal even than that because, of course, you're dealing with a couple of weak currencies there compared to the price, of course, is measured in U.S. dollars.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the main gold thesis is gold is a store of value and a hedge against inflation. It's a store against governments giving away money for free. So people, when they realize that the purchasing power of the dollar, it has only one direction it can go, head for, the $3,000-year-old store of value. That's the gold thesis. Silver has that too, but because it's an industrial metal and doesn't get stored typically in vaults, it gets manufactured and used up. And every electronic good on the planet has a tiny little amount of silver on it, coating its electronic contacts. And there's not enough silver for instance, an iPhone or a big screen TV to affect the price of the gadget, but there's most definitely enough growth of gadgets to affect the price of silver. Mm-hmm. That's been the main thesis in the last 20 years, is the explosion of industrial uses for silver. And when it returns to its monetary thesis, when investors show up at the door and ask for silver, there is none.
Let me just, and quickly, and time's short, but very quickly, another bonus would seem to me the drop in oil prices, because energy, at least broadly speaking, is an important cost component. Well, the price of the energy has gone down as oil prices have dropped, and natural gas too.
Oh, absolutely. The largest gold mining companies and gold mines in the world rely heavily on diesel. You know, diesel might be anywhere from 15 to 20% of the total cost of running one of those big mines. And when you see the price of oil tank like it has this year, and even at the current prices of around $40 per barrel, it's still a very attractive pricing for industry as a whole.
So just in the last minute or so, so the biggest beneficiaries would obviously been producers like Endeavor Silver, but also it must make financing more affordable and other mine projects much more viable given that price rise too.
Well, in fact, a rising tide raises all ships. So what we're seeing is very quickly we saw institutional investors coming to gold and silver post-March panic. By June, we were seeing a lot of the development stage companies getting financed, both bought equity deals and debt financings. And now we're seeing even the juniors, the junior exploration companies are receiving good money for good projects and good people.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating story, and I hope we can continue to call on you, Brad. CEO Endeavor Silver, they're having a great time themselves down at Endeavor Silver, as other producers
Indeed.
Are. Brad, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Mike.